For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. The drug war has not worked this year. No big surprise. The drug war did not work last year, or the year before, or the year before that. Yet the drug warriors all cry out for more. More police, more arrests, more of the same failed tactics they've always used. Now, it's true that doing the same thing over and over again while expecting a different outcome is the very definition of insanity. By that standard, pumping more billions of dollars each year into America's failed war on drugs is clearly insane. Or is it? Drug prohibition and drug war has resulted in the wholesale incarceration of hundreds of thousands of people, mostly black and brown people, and almost exclusively poor people. It has created a permanent underclass of politically disenfranchised, economically marginalized sub-citizens who are forever excludable from all publicly financed social programs. At the same time, it has stimulated the growth of a vast prison industrial system, expanded the powers of our law enforcement agencies, undermined our judicial system, and corrupted our public officials. The drug war has enriched a powerful few while eroding the constitutional protections and civil liberties of all Americans. To you and I, the people who finance the drug war with our tax dollars, who suffer from the crime, corruption, and violence of prohibition, who value our rights as citizens of a free and democratic nation and cherish the Constitution that guarantees those rights, this myopic reliance on drug war is insanity. But to those who would rule by force, who control by fear and racial hatred, and who line their pockets with both money from the drug trade and money from the public trough, the people who insist that we do the same thing over and over again because they profit from the outcome of endless drug war, nothing could be more sane or rational. If we really want to end the madness of drug war, we need to shift our focus away from the definition of insanity and examine this related truth, that an action rewarded will always be repeated. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong for the Drug Truth Network telling everybody, don't let free speech go up in smoke, man.
The DEA's the joker, the FDA's the joke. The joke is on the USA, so why not take a poke?
It's time to play Name That Drug by its Side Effects.
Runny nose, a sudden decrease in blood pressure, dizziness, fainting, severe injury, diminished semen production, ejaculatory problems, prolonged harmful erections leading to the inability to have an erection. Time's up. The answer from Boehringer Ingelheim Laboratories, Flomax. It's all urine.
I claim no responsibility for this drug war. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.